fellow ink drinkers, and welcome back to the Blind Girls Book Talk podcast. Aria, and like we said last week, Belle is not here today, but instead I am joined by my wonderful friend Z.
Hello, people.
So Z is here today also too because I wanted to gush about my favorite book, one of my favorite books, which is Love Hypothesis. And Belle, she hasn't read it yet. And even though both Z and I keep telling her, get on that, she still refuses to because it's romance, and Belle and romance, of course, just
don't mix very well.
So instead, what I wanted to do was invite Z on here so that way we can gush about this book all on our own, and it will be just fantastic. So some other things to get out of the way. Of course, this show is a variety show. So we typically deal with a whole bunch of bookish content. Normally it's me and Belle, but like I said, today it's me and Z. And it can range from book to movie adaptations, to book theories, to really the list goes on. There are so many ideas we have and have done that it is so hard to name sometimes. But like I said, today we're talking Love Hypothesis. So, Z, what were kind of your first overall thoughts once you finished the book?
Kind of first overall thoughts was like, oh my God, this is a character whose brain works the same way mine does.
Yes.
Very much so. She's very, very relatable in like the awkwardness and the introvertness and kind of being into like furthering an education, which is very similar to what I did.
And that's kind of, I think, the one thing that I also really loved about this book is that she's just so awkward and like the social anxiety and everything. I'm like, I relate to this and I love her. Like, I love her all the more for it. Now, any other general thoughts?
Very relatable main character. It was also just the flow of it, how this author wrote. It was very much like you were drawn in immediately. There wasn't any part, because there are some books where I'm like, I really love them, but there are some chapters where I'm like, oh God, is this going to ever end? Mm-hmm. But with this one, she kept you engaged in it. You really were pulling for what was happening between Olive and Adam. At the same time, you were drawn into her whole research driven goal, and you're like, oh my God, I want you to get funding, I want you to find a lab, I want you to be able to like pursue your dream, because it was very, very admirable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that I agree with that as well. I mean, like, I, of course, because I knew I wanted to use this book as a talking point for either the blog or for this podcast. And so normally when I have come across a book like that, I just take notes on it. And so I was looking through my notes, and a lot of mine were pretty much like, I knew how the story was going to go. Like, I knew certain things. We are going to get into spoiler territory. So if you don't want to be spoiled by this book, you are now officially warned. Come back later once you read, come back later. But like, I knew in the beginning that like bathroom guy was going to be Adam. I knew that like the bad thing that made her want to go into the science in general was pancreatic cancer for a relative of some kind. That Benson, one of the other doctors, was going to be Adam's friend. Like, you know, I knew how it was going to go, and I still loved it. Like, I still loved every minute of it because it was so good. Now, I know another one of my notes is that I just found this book so freaking hilarious. Like, there were multiple times that I was like cackling at this book. And before we started recording, I was looking through my flags copy just to reacquaint myself with everything. And there was stuff that I was just like, I'm still cackling at this. Did you have kind of a similar?
Very much so. There were just so many lines. And I remember because we were reading it about the same time.
Yes.
And it was just, I remember like the text thread back and forth of like, oh my God, this line is hysterical.
Yes.
Or like, you know, like my other half is like trying to sleep. It is like 11:30 at night. And I'm like, oh my God, are you still reading? I can't put this down. I have to finish this. I cannot go to sleep until I finish this.
I know. Yeah. Because how long did it take you to read that book?
I read it in a day.
I think mine was 2 days, but I think I had something like big going on like the next day, so I couldn't like just stay up all night even though I wanted to. I was like,
oh, I should not have done that. I regretted it the next day, but I did it. I was dedicated.
Yeah, you were very dedicated. I was just kind of like, I have to be an adult here. I have to be an adult here. I have to do it. Now, do you remember any of your favorite lines from it?
I really loved, and we are in spoiler territory, toward the end, just the giant pumpkin spice debate that happened when they went on the double date with their best friends.
Yes.
And it was just so hysterical because it was like, oh my God, we've gone onto this tangent of pumpkin spice is not a spice. It does not contain pumpkin. It has more sugar than some. It was just hysterical.
Yes.
And it was just like, I was reading it this morning and it's like, it's still great as it was the first time I read this.
Yes. Yes. That part of the book was really funny. I think just one line over all that I loved was the carry yourself with the confidence of a mediocre white man.
Yes. Oh my God. That was another good one. That like, was fantastic.
That line, I came across it in my flags and I was just like, I still love it. So good. I still love it. Again, I think the other thing too is I do love like Adam and Olive's relationship like through it all, because he very much like understands her anxiety and is just kind of like, I'm gonna help you, like you got this, it's okay. But like, he's not like overbearing like some of the other people, like some of the other characters in her life are, like her advisor specifically. I'm thinking of the scene where her advisor's like, oh, you're going to go give this talk, like you've been selected to give this talk, and Olive is just like, no, like no, this is going to go horrible. No, absolutely not. I hate it. Nope, nope, nope. And she's like, no, you got this. Like, carry yourself with the confidence of a mediocre white man. You've got this. Like, it's fine. And then she goes and tells Adam the same thing. And he's just kind of like, all right, like, I get it. It's fine. Here's what happened. Here's what happened to me. And so I get why you're scared. And you have every right to be scared. But like, let me look over your slides. I'll help you. Like, it was that kind of thing. And I'm just like, ah.
Very much. Because it was never just like the whole, like her advisor, but she's also advising so many other grad students. And she's like, you can do it. You'll be fine. You can do it. And he's like, okay, yep. I know what your problems are here. We can help with these things.
Yeah.
And even before they even get into the relationship, just the beginning of their whole plan.
Right.
And she's like spiraling. And he's just like, yeah, that'd be terrible. Yeah, that'd be more terrible. But really, is they're already going to talk. So why even panic about it? They're already talking.
Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't like push that anxiety away for her. He's just kind of like, okay, I see your point, but here's this other point that you need to consider. And I feel like that kind of encapsulates, like, as someone with anxiety, that encapsulates what I want in like my friends or like any sort of romantic interest, like somebody who can be like, okay, I get it, but like, here's your counterpoint so you can stop spiraling.
Exactly. Not someone who just like, oh no, you're gonna be fine, everything's fine. Someone who can actually sit there and be like, I acknowledge what your weird ass brain is doing, but here's something you are not considering. And then it's like, oh, okay. That feels so much better than telling someone who's spiraling, you're going to be fine. It's fine. It's really not that bad. Yeah, that don't help none.
Right. Exactly. Especially when you're in the middle of a spiral. Because like, there are times where I'm just like, please, please stop talking. You are not. You're trying to help. And I respect that. But you are not helping me in the least. Now, do you have a favorite character from this? Like, I know we both love Olive. Like, that's a given. But do you consider her your favorite? Or do you have another that's just kind of like, yep, I love them?
I really love Malcolm and his dramaticness.
Yes.
Just like when he finds out about the rumor that they are dating. And this is his most, for Adam, is his most hated faculty member who like scrapped months and months of his research. So he despises him and he's like calling her a traitor and he won't like doctor. And he's just very dramatic and over the top. And it is fantastic. And just pretty much anything that comes out of his mouth is hysterical.
Yes. He is a really good character. Another character that I don't think gets kind of enough press is Holden. Like,
oh, yes. Oh my God, Holden.
Like, just the way that he is with like everything that goes on. Like, I love it. I love it. It's so good.
I love this book, but it's kind of told mostly from Olive's perspective.
Right.
Like, you're in Olive's head. And by the time I finished it, I really wished that we either had like a bonus chapter from Adam's perspective or I'm like, I would reread this whole book told from Adam's perspective, because then you'd get more. I really think that Olive and Malcolm's relationship is very similar to Adam and Holden's. And I think they're just seeing that would be hysterical.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. I think because of course it's a huge thing now for, you know, popular romance series like Twilight and, oh, what was that other one that I'm blanking on? Like 50 Shades of Grey and everything like that. That is just like, we're going to tell the exact same story, but from the man's perspective. And there are some books that I'm just like, well, in the case of those books, I'm just kind of like, no, like, no, we don't need this. Like, we don't want this.
Yeah.
No. But like, this is a book where I legitimately would love it to be told from Adam's perspective. Like, that would be such a cool way, like, especially with kind of like his, how he kind of like really like kind of love at first sighted with
very
her
very much. And like, especially because you don't find out to the end, is like, oh, toward the end basically, oh, he's been pining for her since the bathroom incident.
right
and it's like, it would have been nice, like, because from her perspective it's like, when the whole thing starts out where she just kisses a random guy and it's, oh, it's Dr. Carlson.
Yeah.
The Adam asshole Carlson, the worst professor here, yada, yada, yada. And it's just like, she never doesn't even think that she's on his radar, doesn't even acknowledge the fact that as she's like running away from him, he calls her by her name and she's like, he doesn't know who I am.
Right.
Yeah, he does. So it'd be nice to see, like, where was he in the background of all of this?
Yeah.
Because she had been there for 2 years before this happens.
Right.
So it's like, it'd be interesting to see like this, like, tenured celebrity professor being like a creepy stalker basically to this lowly grad student because he just found her amazing at first sight.
Yeah, I agree, because I feel like he probably would be like a hardcore stalker at this point, but like at the same time, to kind of see that play out in the way that Ali has written it, yes, like 100% I would be here for it. I would pay good money.
Very much so. It would be hysterical to me.
For that. What else do we want to talk about when it comes to this book?
I love the fact that before every chapter, there was...
How
would you call this, Aria?
Okay, like, yes. So those little, like, blurbs. Like, I'm going to read one, because when I flagged my copy of this book, I flagged some of these because I just loved them. It says, Chapter 1, Hypothesis. When given a choice between a slightly inconveniencing situation, and B, a colossal shit show with devastating consequences, I will inevitably end up selecting B. So each chapter starts out with a little thing like that. And it's kind of like, I feel like it's a way to kind of show what's going to go on in the chapter without like giving too much away. It's kind of like a chapter synopsis, which I have not really seen a book do this. I can't think of any. Have you?
I've noticed some books that had kind of different quotes that they kind of alluded to things, but not as well as this did. This is very much like Olive's mind is so very much sciencey, scientific into her research and everything, that before every chapter is like a hypothesis of her life, and it really sums up well in the chapter.
Yes. I loved those. There are so many of those, like, as I was going through, that I was just like, yes, like, they were so good. Like, I fully applaud Ali Hazelwood for being able to do it that way, because I don't think many authors can, well, not that they can, but they don't do it. And like, this is the first real instance of it that I know. And I find that fantastic personally.
Very much. Like, it was just amazing.
Yes. Yes, I agree.
They were all very entertaining, and I do think we screenshotted some of them back and forth. I think I screenshotted some of them, because I will do that a lot, and I did this a lot with this book of different quotes and stuff, like we mentioned earlier, where I would like take a snap of it from my Kindle, and I sent it to my significant other, because I thought it was hysterical. Yes. He's like, what are you even reading? Because he's like, I am so confused.
Yes. There are a lot of good lines in this book, and I know this book is definitely one that has gone around on like Book Talk and BookTube and Bookstagram and all of the book places. And a lot of people, and I'm included in one of these people, when a book goes around like that, I'm kind of like, but is it really that good? Like, you know what I mean? You're just kind of like, but is it really? And in this case, I will say with 100% certainty that this book is totally worth the read, because it's just, it's fun. It's a fun read. It really is.
My only disappointment is the fact that her next books aren't coming out anytime soon.
I know.
It's soon now. It's like June, but that still feels like forever in the life of a reader.
Yes.
Because we both finished this book and we're like, oh my God, she wrote other things. And I was so excited. We were going to jump on it. And it's like, oh, they don't come out until later in 2022.
Yes.
Like, sitting patiently. I have no patience. This is not going well.
Oh, yeah. I agree. I saw a thing where it was like Audible launched a version of one of her other books. And I was super excited about it. But then it was like, it was only for like pre-order or something. And then it was like, the audiobook was only like 3 hours long, which like, I don't normally get shorter audiobooks personally, because I just kind of want it to be kind of worth my time, I guess. You know, it like worth the credit for the amount of time. So I was like, I'm just going to have to wait until this comes out.
It is a very hard wait.
It is. It is. But
she very much was someone who like brought us in, and we were intrigued by it, because it's actually real cool, because she actually is a professor in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's like, I just write what I know. And it's like, but it's so relatable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what you know is relatable by so many. Thank you for wanting to start writing.
Yes. Yeah. I agree. I am definitely glad that this book kind of came out, because I think this is going to kind of, I don't know, kind of open up some people's like perspectives and that kind of thing, like for kind of like how to tell a story essentially, like, and how to just kind of do things that you don't normally see, I guess, is the best way I can think to describe it.
I really love the fact that the story was just set in the world of science, which is pretty cool, because there's a lot of books that they try to set it in the world of science and they do a really bad job of it. Like,
right.
There's an author that I love who she wrote, and she has like a character who's like getting into vet school, and she's like, oh yeah, she's doing these classes online and she's going to work here. And like, that's not the real life, dear.
Right.
That's not how that works. And this was very much real life. This was very much like Olive was like, yep, I go to all these talks because there's going to be free food to help with my food budget.
Right.
She bikes everywhere because she cannot afford a car. Like, she very much is your typical grad student.
Right. Right.
Trying
exactly.
to make it through. She's got a lot of late nights in the lab. One of my friends from outside, that she did a grad student program, and would text her at 3 a.m. because her project involved baby sheep is really cool. And she's like, yep, it's lamb watch. And I'd get snaps at like 4 in the morning. She's like, not allowed to sleep. We're doing checks. I may fall asleep in the pen. I'm just like laughing hysterically because I'm like, that's your life, man. You got this.
Right. Right. Exactly. I do like that it's very relatable to kind of the real life experiences and that kind of thing. It's just, I don't know. Again, I cannot talk enough about how much I love this book. We could probably sit here and talk about how much I love this book for hours.
Very much so.
Because it's that good, man. It's that good.
It was wonderful.
It was.
I said, characters, very relatable, very entertaining. There really was no boring part to it at all.
Yeah. Yeah. From the amount of flags that are in this book, there is definitely like no boring parts in this at all. All right. Well, we are actually kind of wrapping up on time here. Is there anything else that you want to add, Z, before we close out?
Highly recommend reading this book if you have not yet, and checking out her coming work, because Allie Hazelwood, very great offer. We thank you so much for blessing us with your brilliance.
Yes, I agree. I 100% agree. Well, like I said, that's about all the time that we have for today's episode. Of course, if you like what you're hearing, like what me and Belle do and what me and Z did today, of course, you know, feel free to share it with your friends. It really helps us to grow the show. Of course, if you don't want to do that, you know, hey, that's fine. No big deal. But it really does help us to grow the show. And then next week, Belle is going to be back. And unfortunately, I don't know what we're going to be talking about. So it is going to be a surprise for everyone.
But it could be a very good surprise.
Yes, I'm sure it will be a fantastic surprise. I don't know what that surprise is. So we will see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.